In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11, this is letter number 3520. Baruch Hashem, dated the first day of Sivan, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Now, there is something hidden. The Rebbe is kind of not too happy the way the person writes up the letter and his book, the stories, for the purpose of accuracy and for the purpose of presenting the full scope, one needs to be very, very careful to present it exactly the way it was said or the way he heard it. But when a person begins to bring in his own interpretation, his own insight, and he relates it, then in many cases we lose the actually flavor and the authenticity of this writing or the story, etc. Let's see what the Rebbe writes. So the Rebbe said, when I read this story that was enclosed in your letter and also your book, so the Rebbe says, after apologizing to you, I'm going to come and make this following note. And that is, whenever you copy, whether it is from one language to another language, and certainly if you transfer it from one vessel to another vessel, that means if you heard these words and you transfer it to the vessel of the teller who relates it. So the first vessel is you heard it. And now the second vessel is that you're relating what you heard. So, in addition, that it's impossible that in the copy there should not be some impressions of the one who was copying. You put in your own impressions. And in most of the cases, not only do you write down, but there is also an interpretation. It is also an explanation. So when you are presenting in writing that which you have heard, in most cases, besides that you cannot 100% copy of what you heard, but in most cases there is somewhat of an input of the person who is telling it. And the Rebbe says, in a copy you cannot fully get the many facets, the many faces that is in that teaching. You know, a lot of times you see that also today when they translate like verses of the Torah into English, and they do the best they can, but it doesn't really fully capture the Hebrew meaning of the words. There's a big difference between reading it from the original text or reading it from the translation. That's just my addition. But the Rebbe says, in the original, there is many facets to it, and you don't capture that. And as it's known, the saying of our sages of blessed memory, that there is 49 faces to the Torah, or there are 70 faces to the Torah, etc. There's different numbers given. That the Torah has various different ways to be interpreted. So the Torah, the story, or the euphorism, the first expression, has many really facets. So the Rebbe, I guess, is imploring, and the Rebbe is giving the critique for not presenting exactly as the source is. sometimes the intention when you give over this matter as explaining it, articulated or even just interpreting it, and you know, I find myself as I'm teaching, I'm taking the Rebbe's letter, which every word is precise and accurate, besides the fact that I don't always have the exact, at the top of my head, the exact translation of the Hebrew word. But besides that, you can't really fully give over and or even claim to understand, in this case, the Rebbe doesn't. But the Rebbe says, therefore, it's not just my interpretation, it is the original text goes along with it. So everybody who is able to should be aided by the text originally. But the Rebbe is saying that while you intend to give over the explanation, to articulate it, and to bring it down more to the person, but you can do both together. Bring first as is, as you heard it from the first person, and then add the meaning, the interpretation, the commentary, the explanation. But the Rebbe says you have to bring down the quote, and you have to copy exactly the way it was told. And if you do both, and you put the quote, and you also the interpretation, then you have them both. You have them both. So the Rebbe says, how much more so that all the above is true with even more force as it relates to the teaching of our holy Rebbes and to the stories that we tell about them. So the Rebbe says, so because besides the teachings that have been marked down in the books, only very few select individual left over really remember the items exactly. So the Rebbe basically, I'm not sure what story the Rebbe is talking about, I'm not sure, but the Rebbe, or whether there was a critique or what, I'm not sure what exactly, but apparently the way they presented it was not the way it was really authentically written down. And the Rebbe says further, the Rebbe says, there are people, they don't have the power to absorb and to then pass along the idea as is without it going into the Rebbe says they cannot go throughout without the prism of their soul. Basically, the way they're cut and the way they're ideas and the way they are, they cannot just pass the what they heard to the next, but it must go through their prism of their soul. And specifically, the Rebbe says, they use the terminology of Chassidus, which means it makes it look really authentic because the terminology is the Hasidic terminology. And, you know, sometimes we say you can just pass by, and sometimes you can actually dress up in what you pass by. If you're going from the sixth floor to the first floor, you can just, you know, the elevator just goes through but you don't stop at every floor, you don't see, you don't shmai around, you don't look around, you just pass through. Sometimes when you're going from the sixth floor, you make a stop, and everything, you look at all the window shopping, and you do, and you absorb everything that there is to absorb. That would be called hislapshus. You dress up everything you go by. Some people, when the idea comes to them, it cannot just pass by them to give it over. They must add their own. But the Rebbe says, I recognize you. If you wanted to show also this, the Rebbe uses the word in Yiddish, kunz, which means this trick, you can pass the words on as they are in their original shape. And the privilege of the many hinges on you. The Rebbe is basically asking him to pass along as is without his interpretation and without his additions. And the Rebbe says, if my lines that I wrote is going to help this, the Rebbe says, that should be my reward, ... With honor and blessing, as my father-in-law used to say, to receive the Torah, besimcha bepnimis, with joy and bepnimis. With joy and in an inner. So, again, it's a little difficult to fully understand the letter without knowing some of the details, but basically you see that the Rebbe is pointing out that you shouldn't take what you heard and dress it up and interpret it minimally, bring it down as it is and then add your two cents to it. But don't just present it in a way that you understand it and that does injustice, because there are only very few that really remember. If you pass it along the exactly, besides those that were written in the book, there's few that remember, and therefore the Rebbe asks him to present it accurately, precisely as he heard it, to preserve the authenticity of all these stories. The Rebbe says, you could do it. And maybe if I encourage you, if that helped, the Rebbe says, that will be my reward. Blesses him for a happy and a Pesach, a Shavuos, receiving the Torah, b'simcha b'pnimi.